Blog Talk Radio.
This is Thursday, February 28th, 2013. This is the Healing Light Show. I want to welcome everybody to my show today. Today's theme of the show is prepare the way for God. Prepare the way for the Lord our God. And what we're going to be talking about today is we're going to start the Easter season, and we're going to start talking about things of Easter. And today is going to be about John the Baptist prepares the way for God. This is the very one of the first times that he appeared in the New Testament, and he starts talking about the new road that Christ is going to lay forth in the Holy Land and in the Bible. He's going to lay a new road of grace, the new way of fire of the Holy Spirit, things that he couldn't give. He could only baptize with the water and word, but Jesus was going to baptize with the Holy Spirit. So he's going to be talking about that today. And we're going to go ahead and jump into the daily word. The one I picked for today is, everything I do in the name of the Lord. Everything I do in the name of the Lord. As I enter into a holy week, I vow to make this a holy week in my life. I open my heart, my mind, to the Christ within me, and to the Christ, to Jesus Christ. With a quiet spirit, I go about my business. I take time to pray. I practice being still. I practice the presence of God. Today, on Palm Sunday, this ain't Palm Sunday, but today on Palm Sunday, I thank upon Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. I remember how the multitude is said to have greeted him, shouting, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." With every thought I hold in mind, with every prayer of my heart, I welcome the Lord of my being. Within my dwelling of the Lord of peace, the Lord of life, the Lord of light. Taught the Christ in me, I can do all things. But through the Christ in me, I can do all things. In Christ consciousness, I am blessed. Hosanna. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Mark 11, verse 9. So that was our daily word for the day. Overlook me, I kind of got a sinus thing going on here today. But I'm going to make it through it. Then we'll go into Matthew 3, 1 through 12. 1 through 12. John's going to be talking about preparing a way for Christ, preaching in the desert of Judea, and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah. A voice is one calling in the desert, "Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him." Now, when John would preach, he preached yelling. He's like the street side prophets. He would scream. He'd say, "Prepare the way for the Lord, for he's coming." That's the way he would preach. He was a well-known minister at that time. He was the only one that was basically talking about Jesus, about the way for the Messiah. See, back in them times, they thought the Messiah was never coming. And part of the folks was waiting for the Messiah. They knew he was coming. So the Jewish rabbis wasn't looking for a Messiah because they hoped that he didn't show up because it'd mess up their whole church thing they had going on there, collecting money out off of people, and they had power over everybody, and they knew it. And Rome had power over them, so it was two different power plays going on there in that area. And they didn't want to know about the Messiah. But, John knew about the Messiah. The Messiah was his cousin, Jesus. And he heard about it, and I don't know whether he really knew it until that day came when he baptized Jesus. But we're going to wait to talk about that Saturday, about the baptism of Jesus. But today we're going to just be talking here about him talking about preparing the way for Christ. Anyway, John just said, a voice of one calling in the desert, "Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight the path for him." John's clothes, this is what John wore. John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around him. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea, the region of Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when they saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You broods of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruits and keep it with rapture, and do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We are of Abraham.' as our Father. I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance. After me will come one who is more powerful than I am, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit, with fire. His willing folks is in his hands. He will clear the threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up all the chaffs with unquenchable fire. Okay. So what he's saying there is that he will quench all the thirst for all the spiritual knowledge that you need. Jesus will baptize you with fire. When you ask him to come within your heart, he will send his Holy Spirit, which is the key to turn on your divine childhood. He will turn on your divine childhood when you ask him to come. And John the Baptist couldn't do that. He can only baptize you with water and try to wash away your sins, but Jesus was going to open the key to heaven within inside you and within the spiritual realms for you, where you could actually live and be son or daughter to God and son to Father, or however you want to look at it, where you could have a communication with God. Any other time, you couldn't. See, the Jewish folks, they believed from the Old Testament that the only blood, for the blood of Christ, they were given of that too. The blood of the cow, or the people, or not the people, but of the things that they sacrificed, cleansed them from everything, okay? It cleansed everything, okay? Now, the blood of Christ cleansed everything from the heart on down, where you could be purified enough to walk into heaven, to have the heaven to come within you, for both of them to happen. So without the blood of Christ, that couldn't happen. Without the baptism of his fire, and when you receive the Holy Spirit fire, you receive his blood. You ask for his blood, the purification, the dying of the self. And when you're baptized, that's the representation of the dying of you. That's the dying of your old self. You're dying. You're being put underwater. You're being put into the grave at that time. And when they raise you up, you're raised a new man in Christ, or a new person. All the sins and all that stuff has been washed and pulled off of you. So when you ask Christ to your heart, you're baptized, and you're immersed. That's the signification. Baptism is a signification of you being reborn. So that's all the things there. You got two things there. John the Baptist started the baptism, which is very significant for, you know, the representation to all your friends, all believers, and to God, saying that I am serious here, so you get baptized. And beforehand, you ask Christ to come in your mouth. So you're voicing into reality of what you want going, and you're asking God for this. And then everything in the physical has to be in representation. It has to have a sign, something going on, a movement in the outside world. And then it has to have a movement in the spirit world, then it has to have a movement in the outside world, in the reality world. When both of those are come together, that's when something's created in the reality. So you're having a moving spirit by asking God what's inside of you. And then with the baptism is a symbol that's creating, is the start of creation, is the key to everything. So it has two keys. You got the key on the top for asking Christ within your heart, the key on the bottom for the baptism. So when you turn both keys, you have the spirit and the physical key turned on. That's when the reality of your divine self being opened up. And as Christians, we believe that there's no other way but that. We believe there's no other way. You have to have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to come within you to turn your divine child self, and for it to fully come into action, to come into creation, it has to have the symbol. You have to have a physical symbol. So it's just like when you're sick, when a person is sick, they've got a spiritual thing going on. I don't know if it's demonic or whatever's going on, messing with them in the spirit. And then it's reflected through sickness. Okay, it's spirit sickness, and then the body reflects it through a physical sickness. That's how everything is done. You can look in everyday life. There, it's like in the financial world. In the financial world, we've got, you know, the bank accounts or the big rich guys' banks is going down, and you start seeing businesses going down. It starts from the small and ends up to be real big. So that's how the reality of creation is. And so I really push that, you know, everybody needs to get, ask God within their heart, ask the cross within their heart, and get baptized and see a change within their life. It's very amazing. But today, we was talking about John the Baptist, about him saying he was preparing the way for Christ, that he wasn't the Christ. He wasn't Jesus. He wasn't Yeshua. But he was the one that was paving the way for Yeshua. At that time, Yeshua, the Christ, Jesus, he was getting ready for his ministry. He was getting prepared through his life. God was doing so many different things in his life at that time. He was, being prepared by his Father for his ministry, for everything that he had to do. And at that time, it wasn't time yet. He was still being prepared. And on through Matthew here, we'll start finding and reading about all the different things that's going on, and that when he does come into his ministry, what he starts doing. So God will use you. There's a lot of people saying, well, I'm in ministry and I'm not seeing no miracles. Maybe the miracles ain't coming until it's your time. Like Christ, all his stuff didn't kick in completely until it was time. So when the time comes for your miracles to happen, for things in your life, and it's when you're ready, when you're ripe and ready, it will happen, it will appear. But until then, and maybe it won't. That's the way things go sometimes. But I want to go ahead and pray for everybody today. I'm going to have a little healing thing right now. And I'd like everybody to fold their hands together, and I'm going to pray for you. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come upon today and search the souls of all of my listeners here. I ask you to reveal yourself in their hearts. I ask you to send your Holy Spirit through this radio broadcast. I ask you to reveal yourself into their hearts. Let them feel how it feels to be connected to you, to be connected to the Father fully. Give them that urge to read the Word. Give them that urge to have that feeling of freedom, of love, of unconditional love that you carry from the Father. And Father, I ask you this time, in Jesus' name, I ask you, Father, I ask you to cure any diseases that's happening to my listeners right now. If it's a headache, I command that to be gone in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for removing that. I'm having a feeling that there's a migraine going on right now. And I'm saying in Jesus' name, remove that demonic entity. It's connected to his head, to her head. Remove that in Jesus' name. I command you off. I take authority over you, and you're gone. In Jesus' name, thank you. There's a stomach issue going on. I'm feeling that now. In Jesus' name, Father, I ask you to purify that stomach, to renew that stomach, remove all dark entities that's connected to that stomach, is causing that pain. I take command over those entities, and I cast them off in Jesus' name. Take full authority over dark entities, and I cast them off in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this. Lord, I ask you to send healing to everybody who's listening to this radio show. If they're not listening to this radio show, they're missing out. Right now is this time that the Lord is going to move through this radio show. It's going to heal all the people that needs healing. I command this in Jesus' name. My Father Jehovah, I ask you to move through this radio show and heal everybody that's listening to this show. If it's breast cancer, if it's chest problems, if it's, you know, if it's congestion problems, Father, I ask you to move through this show in Jesus' name and heal all of those situations. I don't know whether you have a past or you have a loved one that's far off. You can't get connections with them because something ain't going right. I ask you to break that stronghold that's pulling y'all away. I ask you to bring these people together in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing this. I ask you to bring all parents together with their kids that they will get to know each other better. I ask you this in Jesus' name. I thank you for all the things that you've done in everybody's lives so far, all these amazing miracles that you've done in everybody's lives so far. I thank you for this, Father. I know it was for your glory. And, Lord Jesus, I ask you to help assist everybody in this situation, in their situations, assist them, lead them out financial problems, Lord. I know you could do it. You did. You've helped me. Lord, I ask you to lead them out of their financial problems. I ask you to help them and show them what they need to do and give them the money that they need out of nowhere. Give them the money out of nowhere. I don't know whether if it's a raise, if it's a check they're expecting, if it's a tax money. I mean, I'm not sure. If it's taxes that they're supposed to receive, make it more than what they expected. Make it more than what they expected. I ask this in Jesus' name. I thank you for this. There's a sick child. In Jesus' name, I command all demonic entities off of that child. I ask you to remove these entities. And I ask for the glory of the Father to flow through that child and heal them. I ask this in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I take command and authority over demonic entities over that child. And I cast them out back to hell where they came from. And thank you, Father, for bringing your grace and healing over that kid's body. And healing this child now. In Jesus' name, thank you. I thank God for anybody that comes to his name and asks for his grace. I thank you. You don't know what a type of experience you're going to have from this. You don't know how your life is going to change. And I just pray that you come to him and ask him to come in your heart. And I thank you, Jesus, for all these miracles I just asked for. I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to ask anybody at this time that wants Christ in their heart now, that you just had a hard time in your life and you don't know what to do anymore. You've tried everything. You've tried drugs. You've tried women. Or if you're a guy, you know, or if you're a woman, you've tried men. I mean, you just went from one thing after another and you can't quench that thirst. Or if your life is so far out of control, you don't know what to do anymore. You just at your last thread, and you don't know what to do anymore. I ask you to now, if you want to claim Christ as your Savior, to come in your heart and straighten that out. When you give up your life to Christ, you gain your life. Because you gain your divine childhood that you was born to do. And he was the key for that divine childhood. So it's time, I ask you, to ask him to be your Lord, to come in your heart. And I just ask you to repeat after me if you wish. Everybody has free will if you wish. Okay. Say, Lord Jesus, Yeshua, I claim you as my Lord and Savior. I accept your blood that you gave on Calvary for my sins. And I accept your death on the cross for the healing of my body and the opening of the veil to heaven. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I ask you to come and sit upon my heart. I ask you to sit upon my heart. I can't do this no more, Lord. I need you, Lord. I ask you to come inside of my heart, Lord. and sit there. I give my life to you, Jesus, and Divine Father. I ask you to build a closer relationship with me, a closest relationship that nobody's ever seen before, to build that relationship with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your dying on the cross for me. I accept your raising from the dead, the raising that you're going to do to me too. You're going to raise me from the dead and from the hell that I'm in now. You're going to raise me from this, and you're going to set upon my heart. I thank you, Jesus, for this. I praise you, Father. I praise you, Lord Jesus. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just asked this or you just prayed this, Jesus just came running to your heart. He sat upon that throne in your heart. He's there now. He is there now. And the gates are opening. He's not only opened the gates to heaven, he's building heaven inside of you. He is building heaven inside of you. A lot of people say, oh, I've got the key to heaven now, but I'm living in hell now. You know, that ain't what he did. He died to put heaven in you too, to open up your divine childhood, open up the Holy Spirit, put the Holy Spirit, to open up the Holy Spirit, all that. He did all that. And he's building his kingdom in you. He's making the light stronger in you. And the more you call upon him, the more you pray to him. And I also recommend you find a nice church around your area. Get baptized too while you're at it. Get baptized too while you're at it. Just add all this to it. Like we talked about today, you got to have the spirit to move and then the physical to move. So now you've had the Spirit move. You had the Holy Spirit to go within you. Now you need a baptism, which will help. So I ask all of y'all to do that. And if you just pray that prayer, welcome to the kingdom. And welcome to the kingdom within. You're going to start seeing changes. And all the things that, you know, the Christ did and all these miracle folks, you could do the same thing because all the gifts of the Spirit is the same. You just got to ask and receive. And I'd like to say thanks to everybody that listened to my show today. I hope y'all overlooked my sinus thing that's going on here. It's kind of affecting me a little bit, but I'm still good, you know. But Saturday I'm going to be talking about Jesus being baptized, about what happened and all that. I'm going to take a little bit out of time in Holy Week about all the different little things that went on. But I'm going to thank y'all for listening to my radio show, and God bless every one of y'all. I hope the prayer that I prayed helped y'all and did a healing with y'all. And if any of y'all have received a healing from my radio show, please go to Healing Light on Facebook. I think it's connected to the bottom of the screen or something there, and just leave a comment what happened. I mean, if God's touched you in some way of this radio show, just leave a comment what happened. If you saw a change in your life, put a little comment there. I really appreciate it. And share this radio show with other folks. I'd like to say, you know, have a good day. God bless everyone, one of y'all. I'll see y'all Saturday. Goodbye.